Hashtag Casey Leisure, only on Casey 107.7.
Hi, I'm Jolene Duplessis, and I want to introduce you to people who are part of this very exciting tourism industry. Now, tourism is everybody's business. And with me today is somebody who really made it her business, and that's Lizelle Bailey. Lizelle, thank you for being here and welcome.
It's my pleasure, Jolene.
So when did you start in this industry?
Oh, gosh, I started in 2010. It was the Soccer World Cup. I had just learned about tourism and tour guiding, and then I went on my first tour guiding course. And there, as they say, the rest is history.
Okay. What is that history? Because you've got an exciting history.
Amazing. Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, I come from a family where you are taught to go to school, get an education, and get a job. So I was in a 9-to-5 for the first half of my life. My husband and I had a mutual friend, and he worked in tourism. Mm-hmm. And when we used to get together, he always used to tell us these amazing stories about the clients and the people on the road and all the, his office was always different every day. And I was looking at myself and I'm thinking, Lizelle, you're sitting in a 9-to-5. Everybody's telling you your personality is not for this place. You need to be out there. And that's how I embarked on tourism, did my tourism course, got my first vehicle, which was financed by my husband. I was so happy that he was at least supportive of this crazy idea of mine. I mean, to change from corporate to something as crazy as tourism. And I do think that you need to have a little bit of crazy to be in this business. That's how the journey started, yes. And so now 14 years later, I'm still loving every day.
Right. And so you are still guiding?
I do guide, yes. I am more in the role of a tour operator capacity, but I do guide on certain tours when my expertise is needed. But for me, it was about not holding all the information and everything back. I needed to share. And so I have a team of drivers and guides that work for me as well. So, yes.
So when you talk about information, what do you mean by that?
You know, what I found within our communities. Okay, I'll tell you, my daughter went to school one day and they had to say what their parents did for a living. And she said her mother's a tourist guide. And no, none of the kids in her class knew what a tourist guide was.
Oh.
And this kind of clicked with me, or, you know, lit a bulb. And I'm like, okay, so If that community don't know what tour guiding and tourism is about, I need to be able to spread my knowledge, get people on board, say, do a tour guide course. Go and find out what's out there, what's beyond the normal 4x4, 9-to-5 office.
That's
where our communities come from. We are carpenters, we are bricklayers, we are plumbers, but never, tourism was always on the other side of the mountain for us. So that's what I mean about information sharing.
Okay, so in other words, you influence your community.
Yes, yes. At least I hope I did.
Yeah.
I have.
Yes.
Yes.
And do you ever take tourists to your community?
Yes, yes, we have. I introduce a lot of them to my family, to my community where I'm from as well. You know, when you drive out to the Winelands, we actually drive past where I grew up. So I tell them about the community and where we come from. You know, the stereotypical message out there is that, so I'm originally from the Cape Flats, is that the Cape Flats are filled with gangsterism, drugs, and teenage pregnancies and things like that. And I'm no gangster and I'm no drug dealer.
Well, great.
And the stories, clients love the stories.
Yes. And do you take them ever into your home to explain to them how you cook or how do you live or not really?
No, not really into my own personal home. But we do have culture and culinary tours on the Cape Flats. Like the auntie with the co-sisters, or the auntie with the curry and routines and things like that.
Ooh, that's marking me now.
So yes, unfortunately, I live a bit outside of the city, so my access to my home is not that easy, but it's also having to give back to my community as well.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And what do you think are challenges for people in the tourism industry in general? Before we get to your personal challenges.
Challenges, you know, I think access. Access to markets. It's the same old story. Access to markets, access to funding. You know, you need to be able to, you have to be compliant in this and compliant in that before you can access any type of information, any type of course, any type of business opportunity. So that I find very challenging. Yes, the government say they have these grants for tourism and that grant, but the red tape to be able to access those types of grants are really, really tough, especially for a small business person.
And do you have those challenges yourself?
I have had it personally as well. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was lucky enough to be funded by my husband to get my first vehicle. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was just perseverance all the time. I mean, it took me probably the first 5 years to even access a government program. Jeez. To be able to empower myself to take my business further.
Wow, that's 5 years is a long time. But you survived in that period.
Yes, we've had to. Like I say, I depend a lot on my husband. He was very supportive. He had a great job at the time. And so, yeah, he kind of steered me in terms of finances.
Okay. But I think you mentioned something very important in the fact that somebody supports you in your family, somebody who understands that you're going through quite a tough time and that it is a challenging industry. So how would you say, how did you speak to him about it? I mean, how did you introduce this whole idea?
I think my husband thought I was bat crazy, to be honest. and he's someone that's very sound. Let me just say, I'm an Aries, so my head's in the clouds all the time. He's a Libra, so he keeps me grounded. I'm so good. It's a great combination. Yeah. And, you know, it took a lot of talking, convincing, bringing to the table information, what could be, how it could happen, you know, the bigger picture, a couple of years down the line, things like that. But, you know, in terms of family support, it is so, so important that your significant other or your family sees the vision that you also see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because it can be exhausting to be a tourist guide.
Oh, gosh. Exhausting is an understatement. Mm-hmm. It is long hours. It is hard work. You have to keep your smile on your face all the time. It doesn't matter if you have a difficult client, if you have an easy client. I, in fact, had someone, guest house owners that had booked a tour with me. But unfortunately, you know, Cape Town traffic, anything can happen. And I was something like, maybe like 5 minutes, maybe 7 minutes late. And they gave me a thrashing. And I had to still walk up to the client and say, good morning, good day, how are you? I am Nizelle, I'll be your tourist guide for the day. Oh, the smile and oh, the great personality and enthusiasm. You know, I just got the thrashing. So yeah, you need to be all that.
Absolutely. And how do you handle feedback in general?
You know, I'm always willing to learn. This is one thing about this industry. You have to be willing to learn or you fall off the bus or you stagnate. Or you will become miserable. So learning is key all the time. So you learn daily. Your office is different. The people you work with are different. So yeah, you need to be ahead of the game.
And you sleep in different hotels every now and then?
That's another pet peeve of mine. Whether you stay, so personally, if I stay in a 5-star hotel, if I stay in a backpacker's lodge, if I stay, I'm always grateful to be able to put my head down. But you know, your own bed will always be your
be
own
the
bed.
Best. Exactly. Any highlights that you've had?
Oh, so many. Where do I start? Beautiful people that you meet out there, different cultures, different insights. I'll keep saying that you learn all the time. You get to know different people. You know, the people come there, meet you at the airport. You meet them as a guest or a client, but they leave as a friend. They leave their contact number. They say, Lizelle, whenever you are in California, whenever you are in Vietnam, whenever you are in Germany, pick up the phone, call us. We'll be there for you. And that's the amazing part.
It's absolutely, and sharing your country and its beauty and its people especially.
Definitely. And what I've picked up was that, you know, Google gives you all the facts and histories, but people want to know the story. People want to know the culture. People want to know where you from, how this dynamic is, what apartheid did, how do you feel about it now? And just the camaraderie that when they land here is for them mind blowing. Even though we went through what we went through. Yeah,
exactly. And that is the thing that I think puts absolutely smiles on their faces.
Definitely.
When they cannot believe that we are all actually one mix, one South African mix.
Yes.
And that is, but this is fantastic news that you say that, because that's exactly how I feel as well.
True.
And our country's history is interesting, but it is also varied, and it's from different sides and different angles when you look at it.
Yes.
So, yeah, but it is our people that make it.
This is true. And also, I also always remind our guests also, you know, my perspective is not necessarily the next person's perspective, but that is how we become this Mzansi, this rainbow nation, because everyone can tell you a different story.
Absolutely. You're talking my language here. Absolutely.
I love it. Yes.
Lizelle, if you meet young people that are thinking of entering the industry, what would you say to them?
I think first thing I would say is social media glamorizes everything. This industry is hard work and long hours and early rises and late nights, and the personality needs to be there. The perseverance needs to be there. The smile always needs to be there, no matter how you feel the day. You know, I have a friend that used to call me Dora the Explorer because of the type of pictures I would put on social media. But I always say, it's hard work. I'm working. This is work. And I love my job. Yes. But yes, it is very hard work.
And like you say, long hours, exhausting driving and guiding.
Yes. No, definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you have to have the personality, but you have to have the passion. You have to have the passion for your country so that your guests feel that passion when you're with them. So yes, I think that is also one of the strengths, mm-hmm. Of being in this industry. And like I said earlier, you need to be a little bit of tarty.
Yeah.
A little bit of crazy for this industry, because it's a fantastic industry.
Who inspires you?
Who inspires me? Good question. God, number one, center of my universe, our universe. People that travel all the time. I love travel shows. You know, I always say, you only have one life. You have to live it happy. So always icons. But also they are also human. So you have to also keep that in mind also. Who inspires me? Rather, let's not say who inspires me. Let's say what inspires me. Life. Just life. Whether it is a struggle, whether it is a victory, life is a process, life is a journey, as they say. It sounds so cliche, but living it, you experience it, so you can talk about that. That's what inspires me the most, life.
Fantastic. You bubble all the way.
Yes.
These are your plans for the future?
Plans for the future is to keep growing my business. I like to contribute towards the economy in my own special way. So I don't keep my business for myself. I try to employ as much as possible. I try to empower as much as possible as well. Also, adding to that, I am also the former chairperson for Women in Tourism. So there also, we've just in fact started a youth segment within the organization, which is called Next Gen. That is aimed at bringing the youth on board, because I remember when I started out, it was actually a very lonely space. You didn't know where to go. You didn't know what to do. You didn't know who to connect with. So I find that, you know, women are natural nurturers. So for women in tourism and for the younger generation to come in, this is a space for them where they can come and learn.
A safe space.
Yes.
So Women in Tourism, is that a national organization?
So Women in Tourism, yes, was, what's the word? Oh, no.
Was it provincial first, or was it?
So no, it was actually it started from the national level. In fact, it started at the UNWTO.
Okay.
Yes, and then was filtered through to the different countries, of which one was South Africa, and so we have 9 provincial chapters across the country, of which Western Cape is one of them. It's called Women in Tourism Western Cape, and we are a 160 member strong organization. And we have traveled through Cape Town to the rural areas, to the winelands. In fact, now in August, we're going down the garden route just to introduce women in tourism. Because, you know, at home, you're a wife, you're a mother, you're a doctor, you're a nurse, you're a psychologist and everything. But once you get into the space of like-minded women, it is so encouraging and so empowering and so inspiring that you have this group of women that understands where you come from as well.
And once again, a safe space. This is what I feel.
I love it. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Lizelle, thank you so much for being here. And thank you for your bubbling personality and what you've done in tourism and the successes you've had.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure. I am so humbled to do this interview. I'm a plain Maisiki, funny cake flats, trying your best just to navigate through life. But yes, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
And your best is good enough.
Thank you.
Relax, unwind, and indulge in the finest moments of